Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and I'm very delighted to have with us a very special guest today who's beginning a unique series of broadcasts here on CUTV News Radio over the next, about 12 weeks, I think, something like that, about 3 months worth of discussions. Her name is Dr. Julian Blake, and she is described as a success coach and a miracle healer. And we're going to go into this whole story of Dr. Blake and some fascinating questions. By the way, she is based out in Temecula, California, which is an area that you know is threatened, by the way. Temecula is between San Diego and Los Angeles. They're having all those serious fires out there right now. I certainly hope it's going to be safe for Dr. Blake. It's okay right now. I chatted with her briefly, but we'll ask her about that, what it's like to live with the threat of fires, you know, hitting all around you. In any event, to explain a little bit about who Dr. Blake is, let me just say that she's on a mission to educate Americans about self-awareness, self-love, and a whole different way of eating and living. She knows that a person passionately wants to do something, and if they do, they are open to the belief that anything's possible, and they know they are worth having it. And if they do, then the goal is achievable, whether that goal is personal success, whether it's financial gain, finding true love, or changing the state of their health. Then the finding, it is possible, it's achievable. Moreover, when Dr. Blake guides people on these matters, she's not doing it blindly. She's a credentialed psychologist who's traveled all around the world to learn all different kinds of medicine, and she herself has confronted a degenerative disease. After being diagnosed with MS, dancer Julianne switched her career focus. She obtained a master's degree and a PhD degree in psychology. She began exploring meditation, acupuncture, and alternatives to bolster our immune disease, as well as gather the emotional fortitude that's needed to deal with autoimmune diseases like her own MS. Today, Dr. Blake is better. She has clients with all kinds of agendas and from all walks of life, and she can confidently say that they are doing better, too, thanks to working with her. Much of the problem that therapist and success coach Dr. Blake says comes from negative conditioning. The typical two-year-old will hear the word no hundreds of times in a day, yet hardly any praise or positive phrases like, great job, I think you're terrific, keep it up, you know. Our subconscious mind and sense of self, she notes, is formed by the age of 7. So, as adults, we're often stuck with a mindset that we're bad, unworthy, or powerless. Helping people take back control and break through and be empowered, both physically and emotionally, has become the core of Dr. Blake's vocation. And in her extended series here on CUTV News Radio, Dr. Blake is going to talk about the steps she takes to support her clients. Now, this included things such as guided meditations and self-exploration homework to coaching and motivational tools. She also offers numerous ways that you can nurture yourself. Now, to begin, for example, Dr. Blake recommends hydration, that is, drinking water that is more purified and in greater volume. She also believes that you should take vitamins and supplements. You should use CBD oil and change diets to more natural and whole foods. One reason we're a nation that keeps getting fatter and sicker, Dr. Blake says, is because our immune system doesn't know how to handle all the toxic things that come at it, such as highly processed or overly sweet foods, stressful lifestyles, and poor relationships. The body treats these like an invading virus and reacts to it. Those are just some of the things that Dr. Blake points out and wants to talk about. And we're going to begin with Dr. Blake today with the subject of the power to create the change you want. So that's a little bit about where we're going to go, and there are a lot of subjects in this series of broadcasts. I think it's going to be really quite fascinating to visit with Dr. Blake on these broadcasts, and there are different times during the upcoming week, so be sure you listen to when they're about to begin. By the way, she has a great website. I'll give you that address in just a few moments, but first, let's welcome her, Dr. Julian Blake from Temecula, California. Welcome, Dr. Blake. It's a delight to have you with us. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm very well. Thank you. I'm very excited. I love being part of your show.
Well, look, we're delighted to have you with us. But first, let me just mention something. I pointed out at the beginning of the broadcast, you're in Temecula, which is kind of between Los Angeles and San Diego. But right now they're saying that the whole coast from Santa Barbara down to the Mexican border is really threatened by all of these terrible fires we've been hearing about and the Santa Ana winds that are really, you know, causing it to go out of control. How's everything where you are? Is Temecula okay at the moment? Are you under serious threat?
It's okay. It's okay at the moment, but, you know, it's really interesting with these high winds that can change at any moment. Right now, we're not in danger that we know of. But the fires are just whipping up and doubling in a matter of hours. And they're some of the most raging, destructive wildfires in history, the ones that are going on right now.
Well, anybody who's aware of what's going on, if they've been watching the news for the last 2 or 3 days, they can't help but know how serious the situation is. Let me just ask you a quick question on this subject. You know, they warn people to be ready to evacuate if they have to. I'm just going to ask you, suppose you got an order to evacuate from your home today, this afternoon. Would you be ready?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I moved recently, so I actually have everything in one drawer that I would want to take, you know, but there are a lot of files and so forth. And what I've been seeing, you know, and also my cousin actually just lost his entire ranch and home and everything. And I'm seeing that more people have died. 29 people died. I actually don't think I would worry about the whole file. I think I would just get out of here as fast as I possibly can.
Well, you know, that's got to be the best way to look at it because it's life that's the most important thing. You can always replace a home.
Yeah.
You know, there are things you would lose, could lose, that would be terrible and you'd miss them. But, hey, life is much more important than objects. So it's just tough. I wondered. It's tough living under the potential threat that you do, and you just have to keep aware and keep awake as to what's going on, you know, seriously.
Absolutely. But, you know, we all live under threat of some kind of crisis. It might not be fires in other part of the countries, but look, there's floods and hurricanes and snow, and our weather's crazy all over the world right now. So we kind of have to be ready for big surprises these days. So
you didn't mention earthquakes, which is another one that Californians face all kinds of disasters. This is really unbelievable. And I lived there for many years, so trust me, I know what it's like. But you don't think about it. You don't wake up in the morning and think, "Oh, it could be an earthquake today." No, can't think about it. You just don't. Most people don't, right?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. But you want to be ready in the back of your mind.
Yes, ma'am, you do. Well, listen, it's a delight to have you. Let's get into this subject of all the different things you talk about and what you do. I know you have a degenerative disease yourself, and you have kind of taken a different path to heal. Talk about some of these natural healing elements. Just tell me a little bit about your story. Let's familiarize our audience with your story. Okay. Where are you from, by the way? Did you grow up in California?
No, I grew up all over the world. We weren't military, but it was kind of that lifestyle. We moved every 2 or 3 years and usually to a different country. And that was before cell phones and international calling. So it was very disruptive in the sense of, like, I didn't make friends for a long time because every 2 or 3 years they'd be gone and in another country. So I learned to be very adaptive in many ways.
Clue us in on where you've lived. Where have you lived?
Oh, okay. I lived in China. I lived in Shanghai. I lived in Cuba, Havana, Cuba. I lived in Bermuda and also Guatemala and Venezuela. And I also lived in England and in India and Taiwan.
My goodness. Goodness gracious. What a long list. What was your favorite of those?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have
Bermuda?
A lot of favorites because they're all so different. You know,
yeah.
People say that a lot. My dad had a nickname for Bermuda. He called it Alcatraz in Technicolor. But that's because, really, it's a fabulous vacation place, you know. It's a
yeah.
wonderful vacation place. But when you live there, it's, you know, hundreds of miles from the nearest city or anything. It's only 22 miles long, so you don't have a lot of places to go.
You get island fever is what they call it. Is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But I did learn to love the ocean there, I have to say. That was wonderful.
Talk to me a little bit about your education. You are a PhD doctor. Where'd you
yes.
go to school?
Well, you know, I went to a lot of schools because I was used to moving. I went to University of California at Berkeley. And then I got my master's degree here at a college that focuses on counseling psychology. And I got my doctorate, which is a school which has now become part of the University of California or the state college system here. But I did a lot of training outside of school that was, to me, the most important professional therapeutic. I'm certified by the Gestalt Therapy Institute of Los Angeles. I also went and studied all over the world to learn advanced systems of meditation, alternative healing like acupuncture. I studied acupuncture, and I had the wonderful opportunity to teach psychotherapy to Chinese doctors. That was just very fun because, you know, they're not emotionally very expressive as a culture compared to us, and they were doing crazy wild things for them. This one little woman, teeny little woman doctor, about probably 60 something, and she came up to me at the end and she said, "Oh, Dr. Blake, you have lit fire under us." And I just laughed. I thought that's got to be the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Wow. I love the story of your background and where you have lived. Boy, oh boy, you have lived literally all over the world. You know,
yeah.
You have a great website. I mentioned I was going to point it out. It's Julianne Blake. PhD.me. Julianne is Julianne. You got to spell it right, folks, if you're going to get there.
Right.
Julianne
yes.
Blake, Blake, PhD.me. I'll give the address out a little bit later. But, you know, on the website, it points out you are known as the Woman's Joy Doctor. Why is
yes.
that? How did you get that title?
You know, I've had a lot of websites. Earlier, it was Choose Joy Anyway. I am a mentor for joy. I've been called the joy doctor by a lot of people because I absolutely believe that our attitude and our emotional basis makeup is critical for healing and for success of every kind, for high performance, for making money, for attracting people that will love us and stand by us. And so I offer all kinds of secrets, tips, and tricks for experiencing more joy and being able to move ourselves from a crisis mentality, if there is a fire, an earthquake, a flood, to, you know, to an empowered experience of ourselves, knowing that we are doing everything we can. We have all the help we need. We're very blessed that way and strong. And so our attitude about ourselves and our own power is really critical to dealing with stressful experiences of any kind, whether they're emotional or physical. And I just like to prepare people and give them the absolute best things they can to be able to move into a positive state of mind and be happy, because life is much more fun that way.
All righty. I also want to point out you are a certified professional success coach who offers high-level training in Jack Canfield's outstanding system for attaining unique success. And as a coach and trainer, you guide clients through the obstacles and limitations to create the lives that they would love to live. Let's talk a little bit. I brought up the fact that you have a degenerative disease yourself, and you've taken a different path to heal. Tell about some of those natural healing elements, the paths that you've taken.
Okay, I'm happy to. You know, it's interesting. I started out working with cancer, and that was my focus for more than 20 years. And even working with advanced cancer, with people who didn't want to do chemotherapy, with or without chemotherapy and radiation, the attitude helps people immensely to be able to heal. And I'll explain why in a moment. But what happened with me was I woke up one day going, hey, you know, I'm helping all these people with, and that feels easy to me, but what about me? I have a disabling disease. It's multiple sclerosis, and I was getting worse very slowly, I think because my attitude was powerful, but I was actually getting worse, and I was not finding any help from any of the drugs. That's pretty much all they offer you is pharmaceutical drugs. And in fact, none of my neurologists and doctors actually offered me any help at all, except for information about new drugs. Nobody even ever suggested, well, how about if you use a cane, or, you know, you could get an ankle brace, because I was tripping because of my foot. And not one of them ever offered me even the simplest tools like that you can buy in a drugstore. They didn't suggest it, right? It was only about drugs and, you know, how are you doing, which they found out from me. So I really got discouraged for myself about the medical profession. And dealing with autoimmune disease is kind of their weakest link. Wink, wink. So I really decided I was going to learn myself, and I studied nutrition. I'm one course short of being a certified nutritionist, so I know a lot. I studied hydration. I studied alternatives. I learned acupuncture in Taiwan from the best teachers. I actually got to witness acupuncture being used for anesthesia in surgery in the hospitals there, which is just profound. You know, over here, we've never heard of it, so it's not, doesn't seem real. When you're standing there watching, it's real, and I got to experience that. So so I knew it was way more powerful than we generally believe here. And I learned to give myself acupuncture and acupressure. I only used the needles on myself. I was too shy to do it on other people, and I never
had
a license.
Isn't that hard to do it yourself, on yourself?
Actually, yes and no. It's hard to learn, and it's hard to get started, but it isn't hard. It isn't hard to do at all. It's very simple, and it very rarely hurts. It usually don't feel anything at all except energy twinges when you are in the right place. So, no, I actually loved it and learned a lot of ways to stimulate, other ways to stimulate acupuncture points to to get beneficial health results. And it's very, very powerful. I may offer some tips on my website for people to use on themselves. I love doing that, but it would take a bit of time.
Yeah.
But I started using acupuncture on myself. I started using meditation techniques and guided visualization, which is very, very powerful. And I kind of came into psychotherapy at the stage where they were just beginning to see that as an important tool for fighting cancer, visualization techniques. So I've been using that with myself. And you know what? You know, even if you're not sick and you don't have any particular disease, it's immensely powerful for just creating a good state of mind, more income, experiencing more love. You know, people can change their relationships too with the right intention and attitude.
I was just going to say that's so worth knowing. I was going to ask you about some of the issue. You know, we've become a nation of such obese, sickly people, and I'm wondering about how teaching others about the root cause of illness and autoimmune dysfunction become kind of a cause of yours. Is that one of the paths you're on?
Yes. You know what? Yes, absolutely it has, because, you know, especially when I look to, you know, what do I have in common with people with cancer? Well, you know, all disease has to do with the immune system, not having enough energy or being misdirected. And all disease is really created from very similar things. We're either too acidic, which there are ways we can deal with that. We have blood sugar out of balance, which is totally diabetes, but it's not just diabetes. It's almost everything else that's making us, as a whole nation, sicker and fatter every few years. So I teach people ways to be more alkaline, to have less inflammation, which creates disease. Cancer, for example, just lives on sugar. And that's my phone hanging.
Well, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Okay, good. So cancer feeds on sugar, acidity, and lack of oxygen. And so when we can fill ourselves up with oxygen and alkalinity instead of acidity and reduce the sugar, which believe it or not, there are ways to do that, it can completely undermine cancer. We can also deal with changing our DNA. We can deal with helping the immune system identify cancer because it hides. And, you know, all of those things empower our ability to heal from anything, including bad attitudes. I do help people lose weight, which is a huge, huge epidemic issue in our culture now. And it can
no
be
question
done naturally
about that.
And easily. Yes.
How do you work with clients, Dr. Blake? Do you work with them in person? Do you counsel them on the telephone? Or basically, how does someone benefit from you, from your services?
Thank you for asking. I'm really glad you did. You know, I used to work with people in person a lot. I had offices. Right now, we have such great technology. It's not necessary because the phone is incredibly powerful. I talk to people all over the world. And we also have several different ways on the internet that we can see each other just like we're there. You know, we have Zoom, we have Skype, we have FaceTime. And so we can just be there with each other. And it's immense. It's fabulous. So it doesn't require in person.
Well, that's good to know that you can do this on the phone. So anybody listening to us, if they go to your website, they can learn how to get in touch with you. I was intrigued by the introduction comments that I had about you. But you recommend hydration, that is drinking water that's more purified and in greater volume. And you also you think it's a benefit to use CBD oil. We're hearing more and more talk about that now because it's become available almost nationwide. What does that do for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, it's a totally natural substance that was very, very prolific here. George Washington grew it on his farm, and so did most of the other founding fathers. It didn't go out of style until the pharmaceutical companies came in and the whole medical thing became focused more on pharmaceuticals, because before that there was a lot of folk medicine that was very, very well validated here. There was also, and people used CBD oil. It's not the part of the plant that gets you high, so there's no concern there. And then there's actually cannabinoid receptors on every cell in our bodies. And we don't have enough cannabinoids in our diet. You can't get it that way. So it's very, very powerful. It's amazing. I'm going to put something on my website very shortly, in a few days, that about the powers of CBD oil, because it not only helps kids stop having epileptic seizures, it helps with weight, it helps with hair loss, skin, beauty, anti-aging, getting rid of wrinkles, feeling better,
really?
Having more focus, better memory. It's great for people like us that are getting older because we can look good.
Holy man, lose weight, avoid wrinkles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like the fountain of youth here. Holy mackerel. People here, you can't.
Not
you
only
lose,
that, it's...
You
it's
know,
also fabulous
I don't know.
For memory and focusing
really?
Your mind. It's fantastic. Yes, I absolutely recommend some version for everybody, and I'm going to have a whole lot of different products available on my website, too, for anybody who wants.
Well, I think that's people are going to be glued to hear about that. No kidding. By the way, I mentioned the water situation. You said water that's more purified. What kind of water are you talking about that people should drink?
You know, there's actually a whole range of different kinds of filtration. I use one that's pretty expensive, but anybody who really wants it, it's very powerful. And I can get it for people with a down payment and payments. But it both alkalizes, makes it more alkaline. It microclusters so that you can absorb it more easily and hydration happens more easily. It's got about 10 different things done to it to make it easier. But there's also much less expensive things that people can use that you can buy in a drugstore for like $25.
Well, you know what? We're going to go across the. We're running out of time, Dr. Black. I'll point. We're going to get you to put some of these things on your website so people can find out about it. This is the beginning of a series of broadcasts with our guest, Dr. Blake, Dr. Julian Blake. And so I'm amazed by what all we're exploring with here. This sounds fascinating. So we'll have more of that on the website. The website, by the way, it's Julianne, Julianne, Blake, Blake, PhD.me. That's the website. So I would encourage you to go check out that website, and you'll learn more about Dr. Blake and all of her background and what she is talking about, what I have reflected here on this website, on this show. Dr. Blake, thank you so much for being with us today. It's nice to have you as part of our team, and you'll be back again on Friday the 16th at 3 p.m., so everybody make a note of that, Friday the 16th at 3 p.m. here on CUTV News Radio. Thank you, Dr. Blake. Enjoyed having you with us today. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for this edition, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.